This week, it's the 2015 Greater Milwaukee Auto Show.
Despite lower gasoline prices this winter, makers of electric cars and other alternatively fueled vehicles keep chugging forward. Some say concerns about climate change will be the road to better sales success. Chuck Kornbach reports.
To be clear, the great majority of cars and pickup trucks sold in the U.S. are still powered by traditional gasoline engines. At the Milwaukee Auto Show this week, there are plenty of relative gas guzzlers, including the huge pickups being hawked by a salesperson for Ford.
So this is our strongest, most rigid frame ever for that Ford F-150.
John Meyer of Waukesha checked out one of the bigger trucks that has a front and back seat.
I'm only 29 years old. Probably the next couple years I'll have kids or whatnot, so we need a bigger car just to haul people.
Meyer says he's not looking at electric or hybrid gas electric cars at the show because he doesn't think the battery technology has come along far enough. That's not the message over at Chevy's electric vehicle, the Volt. Chevy product specialist Sean Bennett steps into the Volt, points at the dashboard, and talks up the technology.
So pretty much everything in front of you will tell you how you're driving, exactly what your range is left as far as your battery life, and how to actually improve it.
The Volt goes about 38 miles on a battery charge before a gas engine needs to take over to allow drivers to go as much as 380 miles. The U.S.-made car interests Michael McNett of Genesee Depot, who says he's thinking about giving up his foreign-made gas-electric hybrid.
I think the fuel savings is a big part of it, but the other thing is I really like to buy domestic if I can. I want to support the American economy, and I'm always torn about buying foreign cars.
But McNett says because of the distance he drives to work, he may want to wait until Chevy's promised upgrade of the Volt that aims to allow a 50-mile battery range, as well as add a fifth seat and possibly cut the price. Some other backers of alternative-fueled cars, like Kyle Gum of Racine, aren't happy with the styling of the Volt, but Gum says he's still hoping electric car makers will suit his taste at a price he can afford.
We want a vehicle that will get us where we want to go with minimal, I guess, abuse, you could say, to the environment.
Tesla, Nissan, BMW, and other car makers have all electric vehicles, and Chevy is promising to get there in a couple years with a model called the Bolt. Jim Tolkien of the Auto Dealers Association of Metro Milwaukee says adding range and more charging stations will be keys to the success of electric cars, but Tolkien says the vehicles aren't going away because of pressure to reduce gas engine emissions that lead to climate change.
Unless you believe that there's no such thing as global warming, and we know 99% of the scientists around the world concur that man's contribution to global warming is very real.
Since much of the electricity for recharging electric vehicles comes from coal or natural gas-fired power plants, there are still concerns about carbon emissions. So Toyota, which has been a leader in gas-electric hybrids but has stopped producing electric cars, is offering one more possibility. Company product specialist Maggie Clark says Toyota's hydrogen fuel cell model, the Mirai, is just waiting on more hydrogen fueling stations.
The state of California is building over 100 stations, and there are many other states that are getting on board.
Now, there's also been some improvement in mileage among the traditional gasoline-fired fleet, though at the Milwaukee Auto Show, you can still find a Maserati that gets just 18 mpg combined city highway and costs $92,000. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Here to look at how the auto industry is doing is Micheline Maynard. She's the director of the Reynolds National Center for Business Journalism at Arizona State University. She also blogs at Forbes.com. Mickey, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
Well, experts say that the economy has bounced back from the Great Recession. How has this recovery been reflected in car sales?
Well, car sales have bounced back as well. They're actually expected to be as strong this year as they were before the recession. There are some people predicting that we might even see record car sales numbers in 2015, and I think a lot depends on what happens to the price of fuel and also the availability of credit.
When we talk about car sales, we're talking about new cars, right?
Yes, new cars and trucks.
And what's the trend on what sorts of things are selling?
Well, pickup trucks This has been a really boom time for pickup trucks. One of the reasons is that Chevrolet came out with a new version of the Silverado last year, and the pickup trucks from Ford and Chrysler have recently been updated. And so pickup truck buyers only buy new vehicles every 7 or 8 years or so, and so when there is a new pickup, there does tend to be a bump in sales.
What about the lower gas prices? Has that affected the sales of pickup trucks or other cars, for that matter?
Absolutely. So with lower gasoline prices, you definitely see more people interested in big vehicles, which actually fell out of favor a little bit right after the recession and when gas prices were up in the $3, $4 range. One of the things that Chevy has been promoting is the better fuel economy on its big pickup truck. And it gets about 25 miles to the gallon, which might not be as much as something like a Toyota Prius, but for a big pickup truck, that's pretty good gas mileage.
So is the feeling from consumers that they do want these bigger cars, they just want better mileage?
Well, let's look at the car market for a second, because one of the things to remember about the car market is that only about 10% to 11% of working adults are buying cars in any single year, new cars. And then a big portion of Americans buy used cars. So basically for every one new car that's sold, two used cars are sold. So in the new car market, people definitely are interested in big vehicles again.
Looking at hybrid technology, now this is something that's not brand new anymore. Toyota has been selling the Prius for 15 years now. But what about all electric cars?
So all electric cars are a little bit of a tougher sell. One of the most famous ones is obviously the Tesla. And Tesla comes, the most familiar one that people might have heard of is called the Model S. It costs $70,000. But they're coming out with a new SUV like Tesla, an all-electric sort of a mid-size people carrier, I guess you could call it, sometime this year. Everybody's been waiting for that. And then later in the decade, they're supposed to come out with a small Tesla that's supposed to be much more economical for the average person. And that's the vehicle that people are really keeping an eye on.
And in terms of other new technology, what else will we be seeing coming down the pike in the latest car models?
So everybody is interested in this whole idea of driverless cars, or essentially you could call them assisted technology, because I don't think we're going to be seeing cars running around with nobody behind the wheel. But there's a lot of new features, collision avoidance features, and things that are meant to make it a little easier for drivers to avoid collisions and avoid getting in trouble. And a lot of the analysts think that these new techniques will be helpful in keeping baby boomers and their elders in cars longer. And that's really important because baby boomers are still the biggest car buying group.
And this Apple driverless car, you're saying not so fast on that, but is it something that is going to keep being developed, and maybe one day there'll be, you know, people out there in these Apple or driverless cars?
Right. People are already nicknaming it the iCar. And so everyone in the auto industry is very interested in the possibility that Apple, as well as Google and as well as Tesla, might be getting into the car market. And that's very interesting because for many years it was thought that, you know, the big car companies were just too big to battle. And now what we're seeing, at least with Tesla, is that you can start a new car company and do something different. So that's why everyone is so interested in what Apple might be doing.
Mickey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica. And I hear that new T-shirt is really great.
It is. We were just feeling the fabric.
I hope people will support Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate
that. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Micheline Maynor, director of the Reynolds National Center for Business Journalism at Arizona State University. She also blogs at Forbes.com.